Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Well, BB won the tip, and immediately Lance Gray picked up the layup for the Badgers to give them the early 2-0 lead. Here is Benton with the ball for the Bombers. BB in a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Bashir's on the right side. Now up top to Cruz. Cruz dribbles to the right wing. Now goes down into the corner. Throws out to Peters on the wing. Now he's heading down into the lane, going up for the layup. Off the glass and in. Colton Peters ties this game up 2-2 as we are 50 seconds into this contest. So BB's starting lineup is DeAndre Butler, Lance Gray, Steele Harris, C.J. Smith, and Zeke Reddick. Here is Butler with it between the circles for the Badgers. Ball goes over on the right side to Reddick. Up top now to Gray. Ball goes down now in the paint to Smith. He tries the hook shot. No good. Rebound control by Peters. Back come the Bombers. Throws it to Benton on the right side. Now gives it to Bashir's. Up top to Benton. Thought about the three. Now gives it to Peters. He has it near the right corner. Now dribbles out a little more out on the wing. Takes a screen from Waymar up at the top. Throws over to Cruz on the right side. Down low on the low block to Waymar. Has the ball knocked away from him. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Badgers. And Mountain will inbound it on the baseline with 6:25 left to play in this first quarter. We're not at two apiece right now. Bashir's will trigger the inbound pass under the basket. He'll throw it into Benton, who immediately pulls up for the three-pointer in the left corner. Good! Talon Benton with his first 3 points of the night, and Mountain Home's up 5-2. Here is Butler with it. Throws over on the left side to Gray. His three-pointer will not go. Rebound controlled by Waymire, and back on the Bombers. Peters into the front court. He has it on the left wing. Throws it up top to Bashir's. Bashir's dribbles toward the right side. Now gives it up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the left wing. Down to Bashir's in the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Gray, and back come the Badgers. Gray quickly into the front court. Ball goes up top to Reddick. Now over on the left side, on the right wing to Butler. Up top to Gray, who will set the offense. Over to Butler on the right wing. Up top now it goes to Harris over on the left wing. Now to Gray. And three-pointer tried by Beamy. Will not go. Rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Here is Benton into the front court for the Badgers. Finds Cruz in the corner, in the left corner, that is. He dribbles out to the wing. Now he's going down into the lane to try to go up for the layup. Has the ball knocked away from him. Oh, my goodness. They're going to say Cruz last touched it before it went out of bounds. And BB will get it back with 5:06 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mount Sonoma up 5-2. Here is Smith with the ball. Now ball goes up top to Harris. He tries the three-pointer. It will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Mount Sonoma. Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Has it between the circles. Dribbles to the right side. Goes cross court to Bashir's. Down in the paint to Waymire. He's going to be fouled well before he can ever get a layup off. And Mount Sonoma will inbound it on the baseline with 4:40 left to play in the first quarter. That foul is called on Zeke Reddick. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the first half against the Badgers. Cruz takes the inbound pass in the right corner. Gives it out on the wing to Peters. Now he's going down into the lane. Going to go up for the layup. And it will go in. Good layup by Colton Peters. He now has 4 points. 7-2, Mountain Home leading it. 4:25 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Butler with the ball on the right wing. Gives it up top to Gray. I'm sorry, that's Harris with it. Now Gray has it on the right wing. Finds a cutting Butler, and he's going to pull up for the jumper just outside the lane. No good. Rebound is knocked around and controlled finally by Mountain Home, and back come the Bombers. 4:05 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball leading by five. Benton has it between the circles, drills to the right wing. Picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it, and now gives it to Bashir's up at the top. Now Benton has it at the top once again. Finds Cruz on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Peters. He goes back up with it. and cannot get the shot to go, but he draws the foul and will head to the free throw line. Foul is on Lance Gray. That's his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Badgers. So Colton Peters at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 4 points so far this evening. Peters' first free throw will not go. Garadici checking in for Mountain Home, replacing David Waymeyer, and Breeby bringing in a sub as well as Lance Gray heads to the bench, and that will be Hayden Montgomery. Montgomery is a junior. Free throw for Peters. He misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Beebe. Here is Montgomery with the ball up at the top for the Badgers. Now he'll give it to Butler, who sets up the offense. He has it between the circles, dribbles toward the right side, mounts home in a man-to-man defense right now. Now Butler is going into the lane, and well before any layup attempt, he's going to draw a little bit of contact from Colton Peters. That is Peters' first personal foul, team foul number one here in the first half against the Bombers. 3:23 left to play in the first quarter. Beebe will inbound it once again as Mountain Home leads 7-2. Montgomery triggers the inbound pass in the baseline, and he throws it to Reddick. He has the ball, his shot blocked, but gets a little bit of contact as well, so two shots coming up for Zeke Reddick. I'm not sure who they call that foul on. First shot for Reddick is up and in. Still haven't put that foul up on the player foul on the scoreboard. I guess they're trying to get that sorted out. So they're going to give Colton Peters his second personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home. So Peters is going to take a seat with his second foul and be replaced by Baylor Cresselius. 3:21 left to play in the first quarter as Harris's second, Reddick's second free throw will not go. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Beebe, and it will be Mountain Home basketball with 3:19 left to play in the first quarter. Here is Benton into the front court for Mountain Home. And now he's going to be called for the carry, and Beebe will get it back on the turnover with 3:11 left. Beebe brought in a sub a moment ago. He's actually someone I don't have on my roster. Number 15, that's his number, so that's all I can tell you right now. A little over 3 minutes left to play. Here is E.J. Smith with the ball up at the top for the Badgers. Ball goes over on the right side to Butler. Now toward the free throw line to Harris. Now he's going to dribble out back behind the arc. Picks up his dribble. Adichie right there on him. Now he'll throw it to Butler. Butler's going into the lane. He's going to go up for the layup. Can't get it to go, but he draws the foul. And he will head to the free throw line. Luke Cruz picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers. So DeAndre Butler at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and no good. One more free throw coming up for DeAndre Butler. Second shot is up. And we'll roll around and go in. That's his first point of the night. 7-4, Mountain Home leading it. Lower 2.5 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Bitten into the front court for the Bombers. Ball goes over to Cruz on the right wing. Now Beebe's in the zone. Ben tries to throw it to Dici. Pass was knocked away, stolen by the Badgers. Here's Butler into the front court for Beebe. He has it on the left wing. Now Butler's going into the lane for the layup, and good. DeAndre Butler with 3 points now, and Mount Holmes' lead is suddenly cut to a point. 7-6 our score with 2:06 left to play in the first quarter. Benton across the timeline, throws it to Cruz on the right wing. Goes cross court to Cresselius in the left corner. His three-pointer will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Harris, and back come the Badgers. 1:50 left to play in the third quarter, and first quarter there, and an illegal screen is going to be called on Beebe. That foul is going to be called on the number 15, who I don't have on my roster. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number three here in the first half against the Badgers. 1:48 left to play in the first quarter as David Waymeyer checks back into the game for Mount Sinai, replacing Luke Cruz. And that number 15 is going to check out as he's replaced by Zeke Redig. Gracilius will inbound it to Benton. And now Beebe switched back to a man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Bashirs on the left wing. Up top now to Dichy, and he's going to be fouled. A reach-in foul going to be called on DeAndre Butler. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number four against Beebe here in the first half. 1:37 left to play in the first quarter. Cresselius inbounds it to Benton on the far sideline. Goes cross court to Dichy. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Garrett Dichy with his first 2 points of the night. 9-6. Bombers leading it. 1:23 left in the first quarter. Butler into the front court for the Badgers. Throws over on the right side to Harris. Now Butler has it there on the wing. He'll dribble up between the circles. Anton once again in the man-to-man. Butler takes a screen. He's going to pull up with the right elbow for the jumper. Good. DeAndre Butler now with 5 points. 9-8, Mountain Home leading it. 59 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Benton with the ball up at the top for the Bombers. Throws over to Bashirs on the left wing. Up top to Cresselius. Cresselius will drill toward the right wing. Gives it there to Benton. Over to Waymeyer at the right elbow. Now he's going to go down towards the low block. Now he throws it back out to Benton. Down to Bashirs. Up top now to Dichy. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by E.J. Smith for Beebe. He'll throw it to Butler, who brings it into the front court. He has on the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. DeAndre Butler now with 8 points, and it is a Beebe 11-9 lead now. 17 seconds left in the first quarter. Benton has the ball on the right side. Now drills back up to the top. 10 seconds. Benton dribbles back to the right side, throws it to Bashirs in the corner, finds Dichy in the paint. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound control by Smith. 1 second left. Butler's going to try to do one last heave at the buzzer. Hit the front of the rim, but couldn't get it to go, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. After 8 minutes of play, our score, BB leading Mountain Home 11-9. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Drew.
Hello.
Drew thinks he has good oral care.
Yep, I'm a brusher twice a day.
But Drew's actually being a little oral careless.
Wait, what?
See, rinsing with ACT anti-cavity mouthwash helps you go beyond brushing.
How's that possible?
ACT mouthwash can reduce cavities up to 70% more than brushing alone.
Whoa!